I've gotten a lot of answers just by everyone's questions here. But I still felt like it was important to ask my questions anyway, because I do feel that I'm here for a greater purpose. And I'm trying to define and have more clarity on what that is.
Very good. So let me ask you a question. What is your greater purpose, even if it didn't include a more popular purpose?
Oh, I have the same mission as you do, and as Wonderful. Far as bringing awareness and, you know, love to everyone.
Sure.
And I'm trying to figure out how I do that, because I want to let go and not have answers.
Yeah.
And look for signs. Go with the flow. And yeah. I've noticed that some of the things that just showed up in my life in the past 2 months, I got certified to be a sound healer. I'm also now teaching breath work. But this is completely different from what I do to make money.
Sure.
So I'm trying to see if there's a way to kind of blend them together or just find that direction.
Well, if you want to help people, you have to simply look for where people need the most amount of help. So if you're a sound healer, what is the group of people that, of all people, who actually need breath work and sound healing the most?
West Virginia, Kentucky, Arkansas.
I'll give you a better answer. Much better answer. Better than West Virginia, Kentucky, and Arkansas is hospice. People on their deathbed who have not quite begun the spiritual journey until their death sentence was announced. And now they go from being a person with conditions that they thought were their personal preferences, and now it's a crash course in surrender. And sound healing relaxes their nervous system, and breath work assists in their letting go as they pass into the next dimensional space or afterlife. So if you want to help people go through the surrender, bless you, which will further assist you in your own surrender, then you look for where people need the most amount of surrender. Not in the South, in hospice care. People who go, oh my God, I wish I had someone to talk to. I wish someone would just hold my hand. And here comes the crystal bowl guy. Here comes the breath practitioner. And you will be very astonished as to the effect you have on people. Now, it doesn't have to be hospice care. It could be anything. It could be anything. It could be people recovering from hospital. It could be going to a children's hospital. It could be anything. But I think instead of looking at how to turn what you're doing into a career, I think you have to let the universe create the career on its terms, and you just have to say, if I'm guided to help, where do people need my help? That's what I did. I didn't come up with a title for myself and make business cards. I just would walk around. This is how I cultivated my vibration. I knew I was an intuitive. At a certain point in my life, like 13, 15 years ago, I didn't have anyone calling me for intuitive readings. So I'd walk around my city, and every person I would pass by, I would just bless them with light. And every day I'd bless people with light, bless people with light. Then I'd be in a grocery store, and the universe would say, tell that person this message. I'd tell them that message, and they would have a spontaneous experience. And then the person would say, oh my God, do you have a card? Okay. One by one, me blessing people with light created this. Day after day, year after year. Mm-hmm. Even in my private life, I still do this. I still bless people in traffic with light. I still bless people in the grocery store with light. It's my ongoing practice, because even when I'm not on stage, I'm still anchoring light for the salvation of all. I'm a light worker. So if you're a light worker, anchor light. And if you have abilities like sound healing and breath work, where are the people that need it the most? Mm-hmm. Whether you go into whether you do a sound healing demonstration at a women's shelter, hospice care, people that are coming out of surgery, children that have been diagnosed with terminal illnesses, veterans who are dealing with traumatic brain injuries. There are people in this world that need help. So just be helpful. And if you do that, everything gets created around you. Not because you went and created this preconceived idea, then brought it out to the world, but just said, I'm here to help, here's what I got to give, and let me go and serve the people who need that help. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah,
so how does that feel?
It feels good.
Yeah. And don't get into the, you know, into the tailspin of like, first I got to let go, first I got to get in the flow. Like, don't have a checklist of what you have to do before you are qualified to help. The only thing that blesses you, the only thing that qualifies you to be someone worthy of helping another person is an awareness that someone else needs something you have to share. So you have an awareness that there are people who need help. You have another awareness that you are someone who is interested in helping. There's your qualification. And your education in this path will be the time you spend offering your assistance. And as you step into that role and open up and give of yourself authentically, then life can create around you any variety of a path and any variety of a process. You just have to put yourself in a position to say, I'm here to help, here's what I have to give, and here are the people that need me the most. And just go for it. Maybe you'll keep your regular job, maybe that'll subsidize your income while you're doing this on the side, and maybe there'll be a chance in the future for that to switch. But you have to not try to make it all one thing. Because as soon as you start trying to turn it into a career or an occupation, you've lost the edge, you've lost the passion. If it's meant to be a career, life will turn it into one. If it's meant to be your side, your superhero side job, then that's what it will be. But you have to focus on the work and be fueled and fulfilled by the joy of helping those in need. Mm-hmm. If people are hungry, scoop food into a bowl and hand it to them. Should we sprinkle cilantro or sprinkle parsley? People are hungry. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you think that journey of finding that is going to unblock my solar plexus?
What's going to unblock your solar plexus is just taking action without making it this, here's all the things I have to figure out before I can step into myself.
Yeah.
The unblocking of your solar plexus is, I'm holding myself hostage, having to perfect myself before I believe I'm worthy of helping another person. So as soon as you step into action, without needing more refinement, right? As if you are this classic car. Don't work on it in your garage anymore. Take it for a spin. When you take action, instead of trying to improve yourself towards the possibility of one day I'll help people, that's when that will unblock. So just take action. Where are the people that need help and go help them? And don't try to do too much too fast. Just look for opportunities. Even set your intention. Universe, I'm open to helping. Please bring me the opportunities that show me the greatest number of people that I can affect for the well-being of all. Just set your intention.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Right? So the just to give you specific information, the fundamental block in your solar plexus is tangling up your self-worth with your desire to help. So try this out loud. I accept. That my desire to help. Is tangled up. In my sense of self-worth. And I don't have to work on being worthy. Before I help people. Because it's the helping of people. That will help me be worthy. So I separate these two ideas. Allowing the tendency. Of waiting to be worthy before I help. I clear these patterns out of my energy field. I return them to the source of its origin. I transmute them completely. And I heal them to completion now. And from this moment forward,
And from this moment forward,
I surrender into proactive service.
And I surrender into proactive service.
Serving the needs of others.
Serving the needs of others.
Knowing the needs I serve in others.
Knowing the needs that I serve in others.
Equally serve me.
Equally serve me.
By elevating my self-worth.
By elevating my self-worth.
And with this, I allow my solar plexus chakra.
I allow my solar plexus chakra
to unwind and relax.
To unwind and relax.
And so I'm fulfilled.
And so I'm fulfilled.
How does that feel?
Beautiful.
There you go. Get to work, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.